Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Steve sent me a story about AI from Ars Technica. And when will people learn that AI is not quite ready for prime time? New York City's government chatbot is lying about city laws and regulations. You can be evicted for not paying rent, despite what the My City chatbot says. So Kyle Orland wrote this story, and this is hilarious because, again, when you go onto a website and a little box pops up, would you like to chat with me, and you know it's not a human, don't you just assume that's like a random word generator? I mean, if you follow generative AI news at all, you're probably familiar with LLM chatbot's tendency to confabulate incorrect information while presenting that information as authoritatively true. LLM, of course, is large language model. And that tendency seems poised to cause some serious problems now that a chatbot run by the New York City government is giving incorrect answers to some important questions of local law and municipal policy. So you go to the website, a chatbot pops up and says, "What's your question?" And you ask it a question such as, "Can I evict a tenant for refusing to pay rent?" And the chatbot actually answered, "No, you cannot evict a tenant for refusing to pay rent." Now you might say, "But Steve, maybe they're saying that you can't resort to self-help, you should go through the court system." Well, it continued by saying, "Evicting a tenant for this reason is not allowed," implying that there might be other reasons, but non-payment of rent, no. Now, many states have got forms for landlords to fill out to evict somebody. And it'll actually say, what is the reason for the eviction? And usually the first checkbox is failure to pay rent. So that would appear to be an incorrect answer, even in New York City. So that tendency seems poised to cause some serious problems now that a chatbot run by the New York City government is making up incorrect answers to some important questions of local law and municipal policy. The My City chatbot launched as a pilot program last October. The announcement touted the chatbot as a way for business owners to save time and money by instantly providing them with actionable and trusted information from more than 2,000 New York City business web pages and articles on topics such as codes and regulations compliance, available business incentives, and best practices to avoid violations and fines. Of course, the best practice can't be literally the opposite of what the law says. But a new report from The Markup and a local nonprofit news site, The City, found the My City chatbot giving dangerously wrong information about some pretty basic policies. To cite another, the bot said that New York City buildings are not required to accept Section 8 vouchers when the New York City government info page says clearly that Section 8 housing subsidies are one of the many lawful sources of income that landlords are required to accept. The Markup also received incorrect information in response to chatbot queries regarding worker pay and work hour regulations, as well as industry-specific information like funeral home pricing. And so that's quite a variety of answers there and topics. And so you got to wonder, what would happen if you were in New York City and you had a legitimate question and you asked this chatbot and it gave you the wrong answer and you followed that chatbot's information and you got in trouble for something, and you produced, let's say you saved it. You say, "I can prove that the chatbot told me that was okay." What will happen then? Further testing from another person shows the My City chatbot giving some dangerously wrong answers regarding the treatment of workplace whistleblowers, as well as some hilariously bad answers regarding the need to pay rent, which I already told you about. Now, this shouldn't be too surprising. If you dig into all the stuff that's been done on these different chatbots, My City's Microsoft chatbot uses a complex process of statistical associations across millions of tokens to essentially guess at the most likely next word in any given sequence without any real understanding of the underlying information being conveyed. So it's basically saying, well, the answer is probably going to include these words, and if it includes these words, then the next words would probably be these. And it's interesting. That's not the method I was taught in law school. In law school, I was told, oh, is there a law or a statute on the books? Go look it up. What does it say? This can cause problems when a single factual answer to a question might not be reflected precisely in the training data. The markup, which is one of the people looking into this, said that at least one of its tests resulted in the correct answer on the same query about accepting Section 8 housing vouchers, even as 10 separate markup staffers got the incorrect answer when repeating the same question. So that should be an indication to you that your software is failing when you can ask it a question and it says one thing, and you can ask it the exact same question and it says something else. If there's only one correct answer, it shouldn't give you diametrically opposed two answers. Do I have to explain this? Ask the chatbot. The My City chatbot, which is prominently labeled as a beta product, tells users who bother to read the warnings that it may occasionally produce incorrect, harmful, or biased content, and that users should not rely on its responses as a substitute for professional advice. What's it doing there? The page also states front and center that it is trained to provide you official New York City business information and is being sold as a way to help business owners navigate government. So on the one hand, it could be incorrect, harmful, or biased. You shouldn't rely upon it, but it does provide you official New York City business information. And so if I was forced to defend my use of this thing in front of a jury, I would have said, gee, it says it's official New York City business information. It's on an official New York City website, and this is what the site told me. So on the one hand, you've got this chatbot telling you stuff, and if you dig deeply into the site someplace else, you find the correct answer, and these two things disagree with each other. But the executive director of the New York City Hospitality Alliance told the markup that he had encountered inaccuracies from the bot himself and had received reports of the same from at least one other business owner. But New York City Office of Technology and Innovation spokesperson told the markup the bot has already provided thousands of people with timely, accurate answers, and that we'll continue to focus on upgrading this tool so that we can better support small businesses across the city. The problem is, do those people know that their answers were accurate? What about all the inaccurate answers it gave to people and told them these are accurate? The markup's report highlights the danger of governments and corporations rolling out chatbots to the public before their accuracy and reliability have been fully vetted. Last month, a court forced Air Canada to honor a fraudulent refund policy invented by the chatbot. See, that's how Skynet's going to take us down. It's going to take all these companies and have them do things that cost them money, like making up fake refund policies. Airlines can't refund money just willy-nilly. What are you talking about? A recent Washington Post report found that chatbots integrated into major tax preparation software provides random, misleading, or inaccurate answers to many tax questions. Random, misleading, or inaccurate. So if the CPA I hired to do my taxes said, Steve, I'm going to do your taxes. I'm going to charge you for doing your taxes. I'm going to file your taxes on your behalf once you sign this little thing here. And by the way, what I'm filing with the IRS might be random, misleading, or inaccurate. I would run. I wouldn't hire him. Some crafty prompt engineers have reportedly been able to trick car dealership chatbots into doing things such as making a legally binding offer with no take-backsies for a dollar a car. And of course, that was widely reported, but elsewhere on the site, it said specifically the chatbot is not here to enter into any legal binding contracts. And by the way, you can go onto the lot of a car lot and shake hands with a salesman. Most settings, shaking hands with somebody can be legal. But the documents, the car dealership are going to say all kinds of stuff about how nothing that's not reduced to writing on this document is legal or binding, including hallucinations of a chatbot. These kinds of issues are already leading some companies away from more generalized large language model powered chatbots and toward more specifically trained retrieval augmented generation models, or the RAG model. Those have been tuned only on a small set of relevant information. That kind of focus could become that much more important if the FTC is successful in its efforts to make chatbots liable if they're involved in false, misleading, or disparaging information. And that's going to be one of the big questions. Who's responsible for this nonsense? Okay? You go someplace and you encounter a chatbot that was put there by the people that you're trying to contact. Car dealership, the government, some big corporation, an airline in Canada, and the chatbot tells you something, and it's on their website. You can rely on it, right? And so the guy who relied on that to his detriment and wound up getting hosed by the Canada airline, and by the way, yes, I used hosed as a shout out to my Canadian friends with 1970s and 80s slang. He relied on it to his detriment, cost him money. Now, the person who got the car dealership to agree to sell him a car for a dollar, most people would say, well, that's obviously a hallucination by the chatbot or just something going haywire. And this is the international symbol for haywire. So, you know, but what's crazy about this is it's a city. And now I've never lived in New York City. I've been there a few times. I know people who do live there. And my understanding, and I, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that New York City government is bloated and difficult to deal with. Okay? Now, if it's actually streamlined and efficient to deal with, let me know. But I've heard that it's bloated and difficult to deal with. So somebody's running a business and they've got a legitimate concern that involves them dealing with the city of New York, whether it's a permitting issue or a license issue or a regulation issue. Okay. And so now you can go to their website. Good luck with that. The website is just Byzantine. It's a labyrinth. It's Kafka-esque. You ain't getting nowhere except frustrated. Okay. You could go to City Hall and try to find the department and speak to somebody there. It's going to be like, not take a number, but pick a date down the road where you can take a number. Okay. And so somebody goes, oh, do you hear that they've got this new thing on their website, My City, and they've streamlined it. And this thing will actually give you answers on the spot. And it's endorsed by New York City. And it says specifically that this thing right here is trained to provide you official New York City business information. You can rely on that, right? No, you can't, because it may occasionally produce incorrect, harmful, or biased content. Then what good is it? What good is it? If I hired a chef, and I said, I'm going to hire this chef, and 9 of the meals that he makes in the next 10 days will be healthy. One of them will be poisonous. But you know something? He's a good chef, and 90% is a good rating, right? He's dialing it in. Pretty soon, it'll only be 1 out of 15 is poisonous. And I'm talking about actually kill you poisonous. You go, what? Get that murderer out of my house before he kills somebody. So, yeah, the chatbot's not going to kill anybody. Not yet. When they morph into Skynet, yes, they're going to go on a rampage. I saw a documentary about that called Terminator. So, I'm scared of our future. Steve, thanks for sending it. We'll see what happens. But these chatbots are not ready, apparently, to do the job that they're being asked to do just yet. Fine-tune it, bring it back when it's no longer beta, and we'll see what's happening. So from Ars Technica, Kyle Orland wrote that New York City's government chatbot is lying about city laws and regulations. And the question is, what good is it? Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The path to happiness is simple. Be kind to others. Relax and be thankful for what you have.